Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting third. The right fielder, Jody Jarrett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ben Broussard. Batting sixth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John McDonald. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jason Davis. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Everett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Brian Daubach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting ninth. The catcher, Miguel Olivo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Coco Crisp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Crisp hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Crisp reaches second base with a double. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blake hits a line drive towards first. Daubach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jarrett hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crisp moves to third. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Everett strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Broussard hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hafner strikes out. Two outs. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Daubach hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Two outs. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Olivo hits a fly ball into right field. Gerrard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peralta strikes out. One out. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McDonald strikes out. Two outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Crisp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Crisp hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Gerrard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gerrard is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerrard strikes out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Everett is 0-for-1 in the game. Everett strikes out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Gerrard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Daubach is 0-for-1 in the game. Daubach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Broussard is 0-for-1 in the game. Broussard hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner hits a pop-up towards first. Daubach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Graffanino is 0-for-1 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olivo is 0-for-1 in the game. Olivo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Olivo moves to second. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Olivo moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Crisp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Crisp hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Crisp reaches second base with a double. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 0-for-2 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0-for-2 in the game. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Everett moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Daubach is 0-for-2 in the game. Daubach takes first base on ball 4. Jason Boyd now pitching. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0-for-2 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jody Gerrutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gerrutt is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerrutt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broussard is 0 for 2 in the game. Broussard hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olivo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olivo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McDonald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martinez moves to second. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crisp is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Crisp hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Martinez scores. McDonald moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0 for 3 in the game. Blake hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDonald tags and scores. Crisp tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Damaso Marte now pitching. Jody Gerrutt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gerrutt is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerrutt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Baez now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Crisp. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Carl Everett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Everett is 0-for-3 in the game. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Harris now playing center field. Aaron Rowand now playing left field. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Graffanino fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Broussard is 0-for-3 in the game. Broussard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Ludwig pinch hits for Travis Hafner. Ryan Ludwig is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ludwig hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.